wrapped up in my sleeping bag, looking out the window at Aaron's house as the sun is beginning to creep over the horizon. And the trees are silhouetted black against the emerging blue sky with the fading stars up in the sky. And I think to myself how much I hate Aaron because he's got it fucking made with this fantastic house of his, this nice little piece of property tucked away out in the backwoods of South Dakota. God, I fucking hate him. Hope he dies. Hope he dies of syphilis. You piece of shit.
I don't know. I was going to go like to the gym and be a good boy. And then, I know this doesn't make any sense, but sometimes the articles take your life out of you like a vampire. Friend of mine who sent me the previous article sent me this one. I don't have the energy anymore, man. It's like if the world and if the human race doesn't have the willpower to live and make reasonably sensible reality-based decisions, then I kind of lose the energy. Like there's this communal energy that we as the human race need. We can't have so many stupid people. If there's a critical mass of stupid people, there's no reason for me to individually live because there's just too many stupid people. I don't want to be hanging out with the rest of the stupid people. I think somewhere along those lines determines how much energy I have. I did. I woke up this morning, had a lot of sleep. Felt, oh, yeah, it's going to be a great day. And then I did have one video, and I got this other one. From today, many of you too old or too young to remember, Oprah Winfrey shares the greatest, everything with Oprah's great. It's never Oprah farted in church once and it smelled kind of moldy. It's never, she's God. She's fucking God. Everything is great with Oprah. She didn't have an average day. It's always great. Her fucking audience is original audience. All these boomer ladies are going to die, and then this chapter in human history will be over. And I don't even begrudge Oprah that much. I know. I like you go make your money, man. Just wish I had the idea before. But it's great. Greatest lesson. Know your worth, your own truth, your journey. Shut the fuck up. Greatest lesson. Greatest of all the lessons Oprah learned. This is the greatest one this week anyway. I thought she was retired. You can see why I'm tired. Can you see why I'm tired? It's like Fox News. News alert. What? It's the same shit you said 5 minutes ago. Emergence. Oh, my. President Biden emerges. Trump. Greatest lesson. No, it isn't. All you fucking boomers lie. All boomers lie all the time. Knock it off. Oprah Winfrey shares the greatest lesson she learned after filming Ozempic special. The talk show host focuses on the impact of anti-obesity medications in the new program after confirming she takes herself one. I have a question. I have a question. Yes, you short white male in the back, extra pasty with probably a straight preference for the woman foe. What bigoted, sexist, homophobic question do you have? Wasn't she saying for decades? This whole self-love, know yourself, fuck what men want, you're beautiful all on the inside, horse shit? Why? Lady, I had to look her up, she's 70 fucking years old. It's not her fault, but you're taking Ozempic now? What about the literal decades of women are just perfect and wonderful the way they are. You're the fucking messiah with a vag, but now we care about being hot. Now we care about weight, and you're 70 fucking years old with gray pubes. God, it must have been a shit ton of money they gave you. A shit, but that leads to my second question. How much more money do you need? Why are you here? If guys, swear to God, if I had billions of dollars, I'd probably just do a video a week and just curse and swear more than I do now. I would be so gone. I'd be so done. I'd come around. We do the podcast. What's up? You did. What would life be without Dre's insults? You know, it's sad and mopey. I'd have to come back on and say hi to you, idiot. Ah, what is it, billionaire Cappy? What fucking bullshit is happening in the world now? It'd be once a week, though. It'd be once a week. I wouldn't be like, I'm on an Ozempic. I'm filming. I'm not filming a. You give me billions of dollars. I'm not filming a special. Don Shelby. Let me tell you about Don Shelby. Most of you don't know who he is. If I got billions, this is what Oprah should have fucking done. But she makes billions more than me, so probably must know more than I do. Just if I came into the money. Don Shelby was a news anchor at the local Twin Cities market. And, you know, straight-laced news anchor. Things important. Oh, my God. Reporting from Third Street. Bob Boberson. He retired. You know what he did? What he fucking wanted. He grew his hair out long, became a hippie. I think he joined a band. He participated in theater, still participates in acts in theater now. He got goofs around and chill. He does what he fucking wants. He got rid of the suit long ago. He did what he wanted. Oprah, babe, what? You got 10 years left, maybe, and you're doing Ozempic specials? By A. Pawlowski. Now I'm reminded of the Penguins of Madagascar. Kowalski! Give me options, Kowalski. One of the greatest cartoons ever. One of the greatest cartoons ever. Oprah Winfrey is sharing some of the power. Fucking Jesus. Will you fucking knock it off with the feminist speak? Powerful? Shut the fuck up. If all of you listen to her powerful lessons, you baby boomer women wouldn't be so fucking miserable and poor. The one criticism I got of this, like, God bless you, Oprah. I hope you made your billions. Well, you did make your billions. I'm glad you did the best Operation Evil ever. Have you ever looked at the women that actually followed her horseshit advice? Powerful. Shut up. She learned after hosting a TV special on Monday about obesity and the growing popularity of weight loss drugs. Appearing on CNN, King Charles, alongside co-host Gail King and Charles Barkley, Winfrey got candid about some of the... She got down. More surprising moments during the ABC interview special titled An Oprah Special, Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution. God damn. Y'all just can't... Man, y'all should respect Don Shelby. Okay, he's a boomer who just went off into the sunset and did his thing and didn't bother knowing. Oh, you still got to cling on to this power, huh? We got Trump and Biden running for office. We got Oprah Winfrey still flabbing her gums. Jesus, will you people fucking retire already? You didn't help. The greatest reward, it's every the greatest and the bestest is the most powerful. God damn it, man. And you all wonder why baby boomer men just got slaughtered in the divorce house with this horse shit. The greatest reward from doing the special, she said, was learning how weight stigma impacts men as well. It should. Fat is gross. You're not fuckable. You're ruining everyone's life, including your own, because the most important thing is other people. And when it culminates between men and women, it's how physically attracted you are to each other. And if you... predominantly women would knock it off with this lie and this horse shit that weight and size doesn't matter and sex isn't important, the more we're going to be happier going into the future. See, my, what the world also needs is more fathers with shotguns on the patio. All right? God damn it, man. How many calories of energies and decades and cumulative trillions of billions of women's of hours time are you going to waste with trying to explain that big is fine? That being fat unfuckable is okay. Sorry to be so direct, but we got to cut through the decades of Oprah and girl and boss bullshit. What? God, lady, go away. like Trump and Biden, go the fuck away. And now, well, at how at an impacts men. Yeah, we can't get our dicks up because our wives are unfuckable. Are we getting down? Are we getting real? Let's get real for a second now. Shall we get real? It's interesting to me because being a woman all these years and having suffered myself up and down yo-yoing, I never think about the men because I have always thought men were treated differently. Wait, you were wrong about soap and some Oprah? Oh, so you are aware men exist. Winfrey explained, I always thought if you were 100 pounds overweight and you're a guy, you're not going to be ostracized the same way as women being 100 pounds overweight. But it shouldn't matter, right, Oprah? Because you're all, you don't know how it is. Really, no kidding. Men might have it a little bit more difficult than you thought, eh? Whole war and draft thing. Now, in her defense, she's completely unaware of the modern-day sex war happening to the under 30-somethings. I don't know. So to hear from so many men who also feel a sense of freedom and liberation to now make the choice that they feel is hell. What, that they get to be fat pigs? God damn it, man. Okay, young people, listen to me. Do you realize how the boomers just, they can't help it but lie. It's all lying all the time. Do you honestly think being big is good? Forget beautiful. Forget, is it good? It's not good for you. It's not good for society. It's good for no one. Here we got it. Well, you know, it's good to be liberated and freed. Well, if it's good to be liberated and freed, why the fuck do you care about Ozempic? Why do you care about a weight loss drug? Healthier for them has been the most rewarding for you. Most rewarding this week. Most everything greatest in the history of the world until tomorrow. God damn it. When the doctor said on the special that obesity is like holding your breath underwater and trying not to rise, to me, what the fuck does that mean? God Christ, there's hours of this. There's days of this shit, this woman saying shit. Holy fuck. When the doctor said on the special that obesity is like trying to hold your breath underwater and trying not to rise, to me, that is the greatest metaphor. Work out more and eat less. We don't need this faux Buddhist doctor saying bullshit. Just stop being unfuckable fat pigs. Is that clear enough for everyone? Is that black enough, white enough for everybody? All these years, she was wrong all the years before. Now she figured, she had an epiphany that negates everything she's. I'm glad you made your billions, Oprah. I'm glad you made your billions. All these years, I realized that's what I've been doing. You go on the diet, you try not to rise, and then you rise again, and you can't even understand why. And before you know it, you're 10, 20, 30 pounds. You can't understand why? You can't understand why? Oprah, you got to tell me. Do you consciously know your product is the abdication of responsibility that you sell to women and now men? Do you know that? Or do you actually believe this bullshit? Again, go watch my other video. Not that Oprah's tuning in. You're all twigs in the river. Nothing is our responsibility. Oh, it's a hoe. The fat, I got struck down by a case of the fatness. Oh my God, this is a 70-year-old woman. I imagine a world like, I should write some stupid comic book or something. Like, there's responsibility world and no responsibility world. And we just watch how the two worlds evolve. And then responsibility worlds like colonizing planets and shit. Oh, we all respond. Oh, no, you did that to yourself. And then non-responsibility, it wouldn't last a generation. It just and all of this who have obesity have done this. No, you don't have obesity. It is a fucking choice. You don't just come down, oh my God, why? We're at Beauregard. Fetch me my fainting couch. I do declare I'm coming down with a case of the obesity vapors. I was just walking down the street and blam, I got struck down by a case of the obesities. Holy horseshit, Batman. You no wonder you're a Democrat. No wonder. You have your limit. I'm not going to go over a certain number. Then you go over that number. Then you say, I'm not going to go over 5 pounds over that. And you're always going to go back because if you have the propensity for it, if you carry the marker for it, that's what's going to happen to your body. I, this is amazing. This was prime time. All these words for decades. And all it is eat less, work out more. Just this generation, that's what the boomers are, that have dedicated their entire professional lives to to come up with the rationalizations, to codifying, to making an entire industry with rules and structure to avoid not only responsibility, but reality. It's just amazing. Just fucking amazing. Winfrey also gave a glimpse as to why she ultimately decided to start using weight loss medication. Yes, I'd like to know that too. Why aren't you being Don Shelby? I couldn't work out anymore. I can't climb any faster or run any faster. I was down to eating one meal a day. There's nothing else I can do. Hey, okay, you know what? Maybe Oprah is one of those people where you actually have a medical condition. I will allow for that exception. Sure, that happens. Maybe, sure, okay, fine. But that's one in what, 10,000, 100,000? If you like being in a bigger body is great and you don't want to do anything about that and you feel fine, that is beautiful. It is. Why not you, Oprah? I really admire people who really believe that. She continued, whatever works for you. One of the reasons I want to do the special is to let people make their own choices for their health and well-being. I must have been out. How you give me $1 billion. So Captain, we'll give you $1 billion to get up and scratch your ass. Like, really, a free $1 billion, tax-free? None of it goes to the minority, the welfare, and the DEI, and the assistance, and the student loan bailout? None of that? I just get to keep all of it? No. Why? Don't you want a free $1 billion? Like, I already got $1 billion. Oprah's TV special on weight loss drugs. Winfrey's primetime special. An Oprah special, Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution, aired March 13th. It was recorded in front of a live studio audience. Looks similar to the set she was on the Oprah Winfrey Show, which ended 2011. Let's stop shaming and blaming. No. You've been doing that for decades. It doesn't work. Winfrey, 70, said as she talked about the obesity epidemic with patients and doctors, the one thing I hope people came away with is knowing that it's a disease. Fuck you. Fuck you, you lying lady. It's a disease and it's in the brain. Oprah, I'm so happy you made your billions off of convincing and hoodwinking women, among some men too, that there is no responsibility. Nothing is their fault. Oh my God. About 42% of Americans have obesity. Like how they are we, is that the new words? Is that the new commie speak? The Orwellian speak, they have a case of the... No, they choose obesity. They have a case of the poverty. They also have 13 kids they couldn't afford, which can lead to heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer, according to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The special examined how the anti-obesity drugs could stop the epidemic and improve... Man, I hope you made $1 billion. Improve the health of this population, not just change the number on the scale. But there's also concern about the drug side effects, cost, and weight. Don't worry, we're going to have a government program for this, right? We're going to have government take it right. and weight regain after people stopped taking them. Towards the end of the hour, 1 hour program, Winfrey got emotional when she recalled how she used to think of herself and her weight for most of her life before she understood that obesity is a disease. It's, you boomers need to go away, stop lying to people, and let future generations actually make progress. You need to stop, you need to go away, right? You're already going to go down in history as the worst generation ever. And Oprah, you're going to be part of that, right? You turn women into just, I don't know, things that are not enjoyable to deal with. That is in part you. but now that you're lying about people's physical health and consequently mental health. And you're lying. It's not fine. Ozempic would lose. Yeah, fine. Weight loss drug. You lose weight. Yes. Then you're statistically speaking, your risk of obesity and all that goes down. But there are the side effects. Why can't you teach people to take responsibility and do hard work? What is so fucking wrong? I know it doesn't make money. Okay. I answered my own question. But a society that always looks for the shortcut. What, you think there's a short? We're lucky that weight loss drugs is. That's like a lucky one in a million shortcut that actually might work. But all the other problems that require responsibility and ownership and hard work to be solved, whether that's poverty, making money, having a good relationship with people, that all takes work. And this shortcut work abdication, responsibility abdication bullshit, that is what made the United States the shit country that it is now. And you all just can't go away. You all just can't go the fuck away. God almighty, we're gonna have another boomer for president. I don't care if it's Trump or Biden. It's gonna be the same thing. You ruin one sex for the entire other. You know that, Oprah. Or do you not care? We're not here just to be your sex things. I suppose not. And what a fucking joy it's been these past 30 years. Oh. Before she understood that obesity is a disease. You no longer blame yourself, she explained. When I tell you how many times I have blamed myself because you think I'm smart enough to figure this out. No, you made it. You're smart enough to figure it out. You know the answer. But it is your fault. Although, again, making the caveat and the provision that maybe Oprah did actually have some kind of hormone thing or something like that, fine. And then to hear all along, it's you fighting your brain. Well, yeah, that's, yes, it is you fighting. Your brain wants to do nothing. It wants to be lazy. It wants the easy way out. Yes, you got it, Oprah. The oracle of the woman's figured it out. It's you fighting your instincts to eat like a fucking pig and sit on your ass because that's how billions of humans existed and survived in the past, by not pissing away calories we didn't have. Now you have to choose and be a strong, independent person and override what you know is bad for you. I want to come inside her pussy, but I don't want to wear a condom. Well, hang on now. My brain is saying something, but that's going to enslave me to 18 years. Taking care of a kid I can't afford. Not my fault. Government check, bail me out. Nothing's my fault. She also recalled how she starved herself for 5 months before bringing out the infamous wagon of fat on her talk shows in 1988. After losing 67 pounds on a liquid diet, the very next day, I started gaining it back, Winfrey said. But now Winfrey says she's learned so much about the shame and stigma coming from having a beard, she wants to fight it. All the years, I thought all the people who never had to diet were just using their willpower, and they were, for some reason, stronger than me. That's because they were. But now I realize y'all weren't even thinking about the food, she quipped. It's not that you had the willpower. You weren't. Yep, all you guys. All of you people who are in shape, me going to the gym and then hiking the same day for days in a row for weeks, not eating the ice cream, not eating the cup. No, this just. God damn. You lying whore for the money. You lying whore for the money. But now I realize, oh, I think, yep, you weren't obsessing about it. Yep, done it. Drew Bay? Nah, wasn't that. Jack Napier? Nah, wasn't that. Even old Cappy losing some pants size. Nope. I just, hey, you know what? Today I'm not going to have the ice cream. Today, you know what? I'm going to go to the gym and go for a hike. The media mogul confirmed in December 2023 she's taken a weight loss medication, though she didn't specify which one. Winfrey, who has appeared visibly slimmer in recent months, has said she's also eating a healthy diet and exercise, including hiking 3 to 5 miles a day or running. Let me talk to you some moment. This woman has been whispering into the ears of generations of women before you. You think it's a mystery why women seem to be a little confused about this pride of body? I can't. I gotta. Oh God. Oprah's waist loss journey. It's always a journey. Always a fucking epic adventure like Lord of the Rings. How weight loss drugs work, blah, blah, blah. A. Pawlski is an old middle-aged white woman. She talks. Although she does look thin. Oh, my God. Guys, stop listening to the boomers. I know I'm really close to being a boomer myself. I got it. God almighty. Jesus Christ. Super chats. We don't have any super chats. There we go. All right. I'm going to go golfing. I need to go do something fun. I'm going to have a cigar. This drove me to want to eat ice cream. I'll see you guys later. Oh, link below is linked to all my books and stuff. And none of them are excuses. The Dad You Never Had, Bachelor Pad Economics, How to Stop Being Lazy. There's one. Take that on the Teachable. Go search on Teachable, How to Stop Being Lazy. Oprah, maybe take that course. Can I get on your show and you promote for me and I make billions of fucking dollars? Oh, wait. My product advocates personal responsibility. Won't sell. Terribly sorry. Jesus fucking Christ. I'll see you guys later. Toodles.